And we're back, Raj and Gary, here with Scott on Sharing the Burden every Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. We usually end up for a few minutes over at the Hummingbird Hub, by the way, folks, if that's open today at this time. We'll be gathering there to say hello, whomever of us wants to and will do so. And we welcome anyone, you know, come in, you get something to share, we're there to just listen to, not tell you what to do with it, just to listen to it. And, you know, if you solicit something, some one of us might have something to offer. I don't know. But come on by and say hello. So that's the Hummingbird Hub. That's 6331 Main Street, Stouffville, just about half a block east of us here. Okay. Here's a question. Have you gone from having stony, stubborn heart to having a tender, responsive one? And how do you think it softened up? Or did it? When you think of your worst, you know, character, I guess the worst character flaw for most people is probably selfishness, because I think we're created somewhat selfish. When we really turned that corner, the guy you see on the street, Mother Teresa, the guy she didn't go by, and that kind of thing. There was probably a point when things turned, because all of us are more that way, I think, you know, more responsive to the need than we were 20 years ago, regardless of how we feel about ourselves. So, so we did have a stony, to degrees, unresponsive heart, and now it's a little more caring and tender, and we're not the only thing on this planet, you know. So any thoughts on that statement, that question? Stony heart.
For me, I think there's more fear,
yeah,
rather than the pride and the ego. Fear of not wanting to change.
No.
Because when I share my story, I can come up with numerous excuses as to why I became an alcoholic. I can say, oh, because my father, like son, but it's not necessarily always the genetics. I had a choice and I made the wrong choice.
Yeah.
But I live, I learned to live. I mean, basically, I created a little world of my own, and I didn't want anybody to be a part of that world, just me.
Mm.
If you wanted to be a part of that world, you had to change to come into my fold. I even kept God outside. I didn't want him in my circle. I mean, he was there. It was there because I was born in a Christian family. And if there's any faith or Christianity in me, it's because of my mom. And I'm grateful for that. Even my dad, but the most staunch of a Christian was my mom. But it was more of fear. What would people say?
Yeah.
Fear, not actually, no, let me take that back. Not a fear of what people would say, because I admonished my dad when he was drinking. And I told him that I would never become an alcoholic. And I instantly became an alcoholic. The whole irony of the situation is that I had to become an alcoholic to understand what he went through in his life.
That's good.
So it was more of fear. And besides anything else, even today, sometimes I feel fear, but then why?
Yeah.
Why should I fear? I am who I am. This is who God has made me, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a Bible thumping person.
No.
But I always, in the meeting, I'll always mention in this order, if I have something in life, a recovery in life, it's because of God, the fellowship, friends, meetings. Yeah. That's how it goes.
Well, your dad's life ended tragically. Is that a fear for you, that yours could end the same way?
Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, my favorite acronym for fear, by the way, is, false evidence appearing real. And that's really what it is. And it's when, as soon as we get out of the now, those possibilities come into the realm. Because they're not in the now. You know, now is that separator, the thing that's outside of time that divides before from next, you know, and it's a great place. I sort of try and have visions or images of that place when I want to get into a peaceful zone, because everything is the same there, but it's outside of time, so I'm not going to be affected, which is, again, sort of a selfish thought, but it's a very comforting, you know, because time's not moving, so I can't be added to, taken away from. So I like the now is the essence of the future, I think. How do we get in there and stay there and go retro to 25? Get in there at 25, 29 maybe, and just stay like that. There's a lot of scripture kind of indicates that maybe 25, 29 will kind of be what we exist forever and ever, and I kind of like that. Gentlemen, what do you think? Are we humble enough? What's going on?
Wow. You're pitching a fastball today, Scotty. This is a very... The burden today is pretty heavy. This is real talk. And just when you thought your eyes were open, they actually can open even a little bit wider. As you open your eyes to the people around you who share their burden. And sometimes we think about our burden and woe is me. And then when we look at somebody else's burden, hey, well, they have it worse off than you do. Mm-hmm. Or if I can put it this way, where he is weak, I could be strong in that part for him. And he could do the same for me. And mm-hmm. We could all do the same for one another. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. Because, you know, I always have to resort back to working out or lifting weight. Mm-hmm. I can't expect you to come in and bench press 500 pounds when you're just starting back. Mm-hmm. And you never really did it on purpose, right? I can't expect Raj to lift that weight. Jay, probably. And I'm talking about Jay. He's a survivor. This man inspires me because I know some of his, I like to call it the fine print. Mm-hmm. You know, the capital letter producer, yeah. But what about the fine print? What makes Jay, Jay? Jay's gone through so much adversity.
Yeah.
So I admire this man for his perseverance to keeping on despite everything he's going through. So when I look at my situation, then I look at Jay and I say, no. What about Jay? Jay's not part. He's not living in a cave, man. He's out there, unashamed. It's mind-blowing to me. If you could see what I'm seeing now and the people I'm sitting next to, it's a blessing in itself just to be here on this microphone. Me, I never thought about that. You know, we're all just talking about fear. I lived in fear most of my life. So many missed opportunities because of fear. But I've come to the conclusion, I got one life. I've got a second chance at life. Who cares, man? If I fail, I'm going to do it again. I don't owe my life to man. I owe my life to God and what he's put in me. So I'm going to use my gifts till I take my last breath. I don't care what man thinks. As long as I'm not doing anything bad to anybody and I'm reaching out and using my gift, I think that's my finish line. That's my finish line.
Finishing strong.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I always like that. Last kind of thought, maybe I'll ask Raj to comment on it, or anybody. We're human beings. We're not human doings.
That's good.
The only thing more important than what we do is who we are, you know? And we get that mixed up, you know? Because even in the words that I use all the time, I want to finish strong. That's about Scott and action. It's not Scott the being created and so on and so forth. It's the action. When am I going to really, as I said in the beginning, sit down in the quiet, but letting myself be rejuvenated by my sense of God, and using it not only as a place of meditation, but a place of growing that relationship, you know, not just by doing, but by being there. Any thoughts, Raj? Human being, human doing? You're a pretty busy guy. You push yourself to the nth degree, and everybody else is falling away on the job site, and you're taking over for them when you were the guy who wanted a shorter week in the beginning.
it's a paradox, basically. You never know. See, once upon a time when I was working, I really didn't care about anything. All I did was to work and, how would I put it, supplement my, make sure I had money for my drinks.
Yeah.
Today I work, but it's for a purpose. Of course, I pay my bills, but then I get to spend time. You need money to spend time with kids and all that.
Yeah.
But I can give as much as I can, and I cannot give more than that.
Amen.
Yeah. And there are times where I push myself.
Yeah.
And I get tired and I get angry with God. I said, now I'm recovered, and now all of a sudden you put all these health problems in my way. And the other day I was talking myself. I said, there is something that you're trying to tell me and I'm not listening. Maybe I'm trying. That means the time is coming for me to change my job or do something else. And that's the reason why I keep having all these issues, you know. The money is good. That's where I have to be very careful that I don't go back into the temptation of having too much of money in my hand. Because you remember in 2016, where I started working for Pizza Pizza, there was a lot of money coming in. And I went out drinking again. Because it's cash. It was cash. So, I live my program one day at a time. That's, I don't have much, you know. I'm grateful for where I am today.
We still have to bring this to India.
What? I know. I have to take it back to India. I have to talk to my sister.
Talk to
That's
sister.
The main thing on my head, you know, right now.
Your sister?
Bring her to the country.
No, I tell you, that's... I don't have bucket list, but if I did, Nigeria and India, particularly your area, would be the goal, to see a beginning. Because I know this kind of thing can just grow. Final words, my friend Gary Henry. You got about a minute.
Okay. Well, I have a dear friend, church sister, Ms. Val. Her husband, Wayne, passed away. So I just want to send out my deepest condolences to the Shank family. And by God's grace, I'll be attending that funeral. I should say homegoing on Saturday. Mr. Wayne was a great man. I had the privilege to go and visit him at the facility where he was staying. And he had Alzheimer's. But I tell you something, whoever's listening out there, people that have Alzheimer's, yes, they're living in where they are. It's not about you expecting them to be where you are. You got to go where they are. That's what they remember. That's what they're familiar with. And so you'd be amazed the things that will come out of their mouth where they are. That'll help you in your now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm speaking from experience, working in it for several years. So I went to see Mr. Shank, and man, we sang some worship songs. Okay? I took a picture of that man. So my last memory of him is singing with him and enjoying the moment of where he was. I was just there in the physical, but not in his mental. So enjoy each other. Enjoy the day. And don't destroy, enjoy the day.
Thank you all. And with that, we're going to ask Jay to hit us out. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.